What they did in the next election was to turn to a Southerner, a Southern moderate, Jimmy Carter from Georgia, try to reclaim that lost geographical landscape of the South. And as you can see, so they did so quite successfully. The Republicans had been embarrassed by the Watergate scandal. Gerald Ford had made some flubs in the debates. And Carter went on to a very, very narrow victory. You could see it was just a couple percentage points in the popular election. And the Democrats did very poorly in the West, the Pacific Coast and the interior West, but really had pretty much gone back to getting almost the entire South, except Virginia. In California, if you look at it, that same election, you can see a continuation of those earlier patterns, where, yes, the Democrats under Jimmy Carter take San Francisco and take Alameda with Oakland and Berkeley, but the rest of the Bay Area pretty much going to Gerald Ford. And with the Democrats having still strong strength in rural farm counties in the San Joaquin Valley, even up in Lassen County, which today votes for Republicans by about 80 or 85%. So you hadn't gone yet through this transformation, of which California is one of the first states where the suburbs start swinging in the Democratic direction. The next election, 1980, was another disaster for the Democrats.